further ado, hand you over to John.
Thanks very much. Morning, everybody. So thanks, Laura, for inviting me here today. In the CBS in Tramore, we've been kind of serious about computers for the last 10 years, formally and informally since about 1994. And I have two past pupils here today to stare at me. They know that everything I say will be true. Yeah. So I'm delighted to see them here, and I'm glad they made it this far, and I hope they go a lot further. So this is what we have in a CBS in Tramore. It's our roadmap that we follow. So when a student arrives into us at a tender age of 13, we expect them to be able to do ECDL. So if I come across here to first year, so in first year they do word processing, PowerPoint presentation, internet and email, and files and folders. And then in second year then they move on to spreadsheets, database, and then hardware and ICT. And then there's no computers then in third year because of the timetable is jam-packed. So they take a breather then in third year. And then when they go into transition year then, we have two other courses then. One is called eSkills, which if you saw the primetime program the other night about cyberbullying and so on, like this is all about staying safe online and good behaviour and so on. It'd be the opposite of what you'd seen. We're trying to put out good practice there. And it's a certification again on that. And then here's one on web page design and digital photography. So that's transition years, we'll do that. If we have more resources, we would probably go into video imaging or video editing, but we haven't gone that way yet. And then students go from fourth year then into fifth year. And we've the course divided up into three sections here where we do hardware, software, and networks. And we focus on home networks. So it wouldn't be unusual, for example, if I was going to a match with people that had Bluetooth phones, that they'd be swapping songs over their phones. And they're saying they don't think anything about networks. And then we come in and try and show them how to use it effectively in a digital home. Then up here then we have the WIT crest here. This is a kind of jewel in the crown in the school. It's a Leaving Cert Computer Studies course. And it attracts CAO points. So we're the only school in the southeast that does that. And the only problem is you qualify for University of Limerick and WIT. So the students did their exam last Friday. They carry it as an extra subject. And when their results come out, they can count it as a, if they say they were weak at another subject, history or Irish or something, they can exclude that, include this, and they can add on their points for computer studies. So we have huge numbers. We have huge numbers doing that. So the 1998, anyway, it's our 10th anniversary of this course. We introduced that into fifth year. And in 2000, then, was the first time that people got their points for Leaving Cert. But what we found then was that people, I'm just trying to go very quickly here now, people in fifth year came to learn about word processing. See, where's our word processing? They came in fifth year to learn word processing and spreadsheets and databases because that's part of that course as well. And they dropped out at the end of fifth year. And there was no certificate then for anybody. So there were people, you could say they failed, or you could say they succeeded in doing three modules that they wanted to do. So we introduced then ECDL into fifth year, so that people who came in fifth year could do their ECDL. When they were finished their ECDL, if they wanted to drop out, then they had a certificate. And then they could move on if they wanted into a more academic course then, which was Leaving Cert Computer Studies. So that's the kind of way we've evolved. Subsequently then, we found that people were coming into us with too many skills. They were arriving at the fifth year board because they could word process, they could spreadsheet and so on. So then we moved then the spreadsheets, there are still spreadsheets, databases and so on in this course, but we moved that down into, but word processing is in first year, and spreadsheets and databases are in second year. So it's basically very much like what you'd see as well if you were teaching geography. You do an awful lot of the course in up as far as junior cert, and then when you go to Leaving Cert, then you'd emphasise some of the stuff from junior cert, again, go to a higher level and get a higher certification. So that's the sense of what we're doing there. Excellent. So we tried anyway. Gary was one of our students here. He went to a competition there at one time. I won't say what year it was, Gary, but it would be good for my health to try to remember back that far. But we've gone from the idea of having small groups doing projects to ICT for all. So we try to get as many people as we can through the school certified. We try to get standards, and the standards we set then would be ECDL for junior cert. And then we've set these, they're kind of FETAC level 5 and 6 courses in fifth year. And then we have a Leaving Cert, genuine, bona fide Leaving Cert course for students then to come in. And we're very conscious of giving people certificates and standards. I'm going to scroll down through here. This is like reminiscent about the time, 1998. You might have, the idea of this image here is that people were afraid of technology then. Not the students, teachers. And the teachers not as technologically naive as they were, but kids are an awful lot more savvy coming in, so you have to be kind of aware of what's going on. But we tried, that was our emphasis anyway, ICT for all students, all teachers, and all subjects. And we've kind of, we have achieved that. I'm just conscious of time here now. Certificates. There is no objective standards in the Department of Education. It's lip service to all this. I could go on for hours about this, but I'm not going to go on about it. But so we decided, rather than give certificates from the school to laminate at the end of the year with a school stamp on it, we decided to go for external certification. So students have to pay for that. The next one, the link. So we have a very good link here with WIT, and we always had. So WIT recognises our Leaving Cert course since 2000 and awards CEO points for it, and so does UL, and so does Limerick Institute of Technology. But not enough colleges really do that. We've had links then with schools in Newfoundland through the there's a project we were involved in. We've had conflict. We've always done a virtual classroom with schools in other countries. Well, it's got so busy in school now, we can't cope with that. Okay, I'm going to skip down through here. This is the one that Gary here was involved in, Spinnerweb and programming, and with some people involved in the Young Enterprise. And since 1998, we tried to give everybody in the school, it was a long time ago, 10 years ago, access to the web. And we tried to give everybody an email address back in those days. So there you go. So that's what we were trying to do then. You can judge me at the end now and see that we achieve all this. We could see a vocational aspect to it as well, and the idea of getting people into college is very important as well. And there's a guy here who ran his own company when he was in second year, and they won the Young Enterprise scheme, and they're still going. He works for Microsoft in the education department of Microsoft, and there's fellows that are friendly with them. They still work together designing websites, but they're not. They're one guy's in Australia, so that's just the older version of the roadmap. So that's the informal years. So this is 1998 then, and you can see we're very proud of our links with Limerick and WIT. And this was our fifth year course, and I gave the CAO points. And that's what we started out with anyway in 1998. And then the timetable then accommodated me. I was working in the mornings at 20 past 8 on Tuesday mornings, 20 past 8 on Thursday mornings, and 1 o'clock on Fridays on my own free time to get this thing started. So 1999, I think, or 2000, it was put into the formal timetable against PE and French. So now I get paid for what I do. So Then I think Gary is one of these people as well, that we had a huge numbers of people. When we moved the ECDL up into fifth year, huge numbers came in. And we only had 24 computers, and we had 32 students wanted to do it. So we broke the class up into teams of 8, and we rotated the 4 8s every week. We had 24. 8 guys went to PE, whether they liked it or not, and then they came back. And we did this, and we got them through. And then, you know, we knew at the end of fifth year that people would actually drop out. So we wouldn't have the big numbers in sixth year as well. So we couldn't cope with any of the numbers. The amount of administration involved in ECDL is unbelievable. So we then went to Third Force Electric Paper, and we now do everything online. So there's a typical student. He's in second year, and he's sitting there with his headphones on, listening. And we do direct it. I can give you an example of how I was going to give an example of how I would do it in the old-fashioned style and compared to the new-fashioned way, but I'll just keep going. So we went along here, so it's all based on e-learning. And the guys come in, they log on, put their headphones, get into the class. We interrupt the class then. We do some activities, they go back in again, and it's online testing. So there we've up as far as 13 or 14 years of age. I have some student testimonials down here as well, I'll skip, but basically the lads like it anyhow. Now, then we had a fire in 2002, which was the best thing ever. Because, I'll say too much here now, we're not having the next fire in 1 or 2 years, but anyway. But basically, we were, you know, piecemeal, patching up, trying to keep going. And the fire wiped out our computer room, which the day I heard about it was a disaster. And then we got this brand new room, and all these new machines in 2002, which are not new anymore, we need another fire. But anyhow, we have a nice room now, we've got 28 computers in it, and we have class. I take classes of 28 in there, which is like too many, you need another person, but we take them. We don't deny anybody the opportunity. And there's a tremendous interest in it. So these would have been the transition years, converting the room, and that's the room as it stands. But the machines now are 5 years old, and they're showing their age. So 2003, after the fire, we introduced new courses because we had better technology. That's the one I mentioned about the acceptable use. Then we brought in these courses then in 2005, networking hardware, software. I'm not going to demo anything here because I'm conscious of time. And now, this year then, last year we brought in an e-portal system for staff, for example. Now, you call the role online, and if I crack an exam, I enter my results from home online. And if you come into a parent-teacher meeting, we log in when you come in with a laptop, and we show you where your son is in or your son is out, what his results were, or if you say you didn't, if your reason he's out is because he has asthma, then you type it in, and everybody else can see it, so it's a system, share system like that. We've gone to a classroom base, so we have a lot of these Wi-Fi points. We've got 8 Wi-Fi points around the school now, where teachers can come in with their laptops and log in. And we have a ratio now of basically 3-1. For every 3 rooms, there's 1 digital projector. So we're very much gone to the idea of giving ICT to the teachers to give it to the students, and the students demo it. And we have a network photocopier, so you can print from anywhere in the school without a WID card. And you can collect your 100 pages, it's a 65 pages per minute photocopier. And then this year then, we brought in interactive whiteboards. So we're going to put 3 of those, sorry, for every 3 classrooms, there's going to be 1 of these as well, but they cost about $5,000. So the parents are very good like that, so we're waiting and waiting and waiting. And then this year then, we introduced this guy here, Moodle. Okay, I have other things to show, but let's see if this work here. Amy's going to help me out here. I've never used one of these machines before. So this is Moodle. So this is our online, virtual online learning environment. Laura mentioned it, that you can web CT here, but we couldn't afford that. So we went with Moodle, and I spent maybe since last summer now building resources for it. Yeah. So students then, if I show you, a student can log in there, and let's say he wants to learn about networking. Let's just see here. Sorry, I won't be great now with this here, but assignments, they're to my participants anyway. I hope. This is live now coming from the CBS in Tramore, so hopefully it'll work for me. It's a bit too slow there now. Anyhow, so the course anyway is online. These are all the exam papers. The lads tell me then that they prefer to have an image to save them reading what the course is about. So I put images everywhere and a kind of a hook to hook them into the sections of the course. So this is about networking again. Then for the guys who don't have vocabulary and so on, they ask me for things like, could you not give us a summary of the whole course? Look, so I have things like this, complete information for exam questions. So for a guy who doesn't want to read everything, so they want to see what it's about, quick hit, read none of this, and be successful. The guys who want to be successful, fully successful, have to go through the whole course that I will deliver in a way like this. But the idea is that when they leave the school, they can log in from home and go back over it. And if I went to the top of that there, it says Wednesdays equals work equals written somewhere up here. And Champions League matches or anything that will be on Wednesday nights, I skip them because Wednesday nights is my night for correcting. So I always set my assignments so that they're always due on a Wednesday. So I spend Wednesday night then correcting, and I put on the results and so on. So if I go into assignment, I don't know how well it's going to work here now, but the lads like it because it's more like what they do. What am I going to do with it next year now? Well, I've spent since last summer to today building this course, and I'm kind of finished now. So I could go to the staff room and drink coffee, but I wouldn't be that kind of person. But what I'm going to try and do next year now is a more kind of blog nature to it, where be more social. I won't be the one leading it, but we learn together. That I'm going to try and set up some topics, and there are forums on it, and I propose a topic, and they have to answer it within a certain time frame, and then we'll discuss it online. That Wednesday nights will get very long, because I can imagine having to read everybody's comments and treat everybody as a person and say, have to reply to the individual person as opposed to a general email there, that was grand, you're great to comply, but I'll have to do something. That's the way I intend to go anyway, now that the course is set up, to let them learn collaboratively and to help each other, which would be something I didn't do, because I was just discussing it there with one of the students before I came in. I'd have to moderate that. Mm-hmm. It only takes one person to say the F word. And then I'm in, or type it, and I'm in trouble. And I'm back to the prime time thing again. You're leaving yourself wide open. And I didn't have the time, or maybe I won't have the time next year, to be moderating what people would say. What else can I show you about Moodle? Moodle is a brilliant. I'm logged in here as the administrator here. If you see, I have latest news up here. So I have a news section. So when they log on, they can come in and they tell them when their exams are queued up, when they're ready, what to bring in, when they have things ready. I can go in here and get a full report on recent activity. I kind of do every 3 weeks, I do an award for the least person who uses Moodle the least. And they go up and they hate seeing that, but it's doing it joyful or in a joking way. And they would say, who's the person this week who's going to have most number of hours without logging on to Moodle and so on. But they like that because they can slag each other off and so on when they're leaving. But that's it. What else can I say there? That's about really it. We've gone from a situation of having nothing to a situation where we seem to have a lot. Can I just go back to the PowerPoint for a second?
Sure.
And I just want to show you one last thing, just to show you.
Wrong way around.
So this would be one of our guys here using Moodle, and he's an Iranian guy. He's one of our non-nationals. He thinks Moodle is fantastic. He even goes to the trouble of going down to the library with all these online crosswords and short multiple choice questions. He prints them off because he hasn't got a computer. And he learns the answers. He comes in and passes the exam. And he gave me a big wave this morning. I was coming into school, and my son was in the car. And I said, "He's very glad to see you." So I said, "That's a nice compliment. That would be a week for today, you know." So I could come down here to show you. So how is it all done then? We have separate servers for things. All our teachers are now kind of enabled. I do kind of training here. I have a post responsibility for computers, but we try to keep costs to a minimum. So we have a lot of stuff going on here. I'll leave this presentation behind me if anybody wants to read on. That's outside the school. If you were coming in as a parent outside the principal's office, and you get your school news, and there's another one for the students. So we're constantly trying to update, and we have a school website as well. There we go. This is the financial plan. We spend 18,000 a year for the last 4 years on this. I don't know where the money came from, to be honest, but it's been siphoned off different areas that it was sent. We're being very cute about what we did. And teachers have got laptops. They get a laptop to the value of 600 euro or more if they want to put in some more themselves. So we provided all staff with laptops and training on it as well. Okay, let's go down here. That's our server room, and that controls everything. So they're more than 5 years old. They're 7 years old. This machine is September 11th. It crashed the same day as September 11th. I have some problems that day too. I'm just saying, I'm not really going to joke, but that's our server. And they're all 7 or 8 years old. They need a major revamp. I've just been showing you Moodle. This is our one that hosts Moodle. It's free. It's Linux. It does staff webmail. It does Moodle. And then this is our ePortal system down here. And then that's the one that drives the TVs. And that's in the corner. We don't have a server room. We have basically, if we could have money on a regular basis that we could plan things, it'd be great. We could look forward and do things in a sequence. But what happens, the money arrives, you do something, and then you have to wait to go on again. And then if it costs nothing, of course, you can do it straight away, like Moodle. And that would be it, I think. Thank you.